from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You all right?
Well, yeah.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Willard and Dibs, here's Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
All right, if you don't know by now, this week has been all jacked up on 95.7 The Game. And it's all been presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Guru and I are revisiting some takes we may have had that may not have been correct. And we're playing off of Bonte and Shasky in the morning, who thought Trey Lance was going to be the next great 49er quarterback. And they talked about it for about 2 minutes after watching him practice for the first time, and they were wrong. And we've all been wrong about stuff, and I've acknowledged some of my mistakes today, and so has Guru. And so that's what we're talking about, some takes you've had that have been less than accurate.
Mm-hmm.
For the last hour, I also want to talk about a hot take that you're willing to make right now about the future.
And wow, I can't wait.
And lastly, we're talking about tacos. Guru thinks cheese belongs on an authentic taco, and he's met with a lot of pushback, but to each his own. Yeah, go
real
ahead.
Quick here.
Oh, sure.
God rest Daisy Mae Johnson, my mother up in heaven. When she cooked tacos, cheese were on them. So when you say authentic, she was not Mexican. That's what I know.
Right.
But I do know this, partner.
Yes, sir.
Every taqueria restaurant I go to,
sure,
I ask for cheese on my tacos.
And you're allowed to do
and
that.
And you know what? Yeah. They have it.
Mm.
They had the cheese. But what hurt me in all this is the guy said he walked from, where did he walk from?
One end of Mexico to the other end of Mexico and never find an authentic taco.
If that did, wow, man. That would hurt.
Let's go to a place where they know about their tacos. Right. Let's go down to San Jose and talk to Efren in San Jose. Hey, Efren, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's funny. Long time listener. Never call the show. What makes you call the show? In Guru and tacos.
Awesome.
I'm on Team Guru. I'm on Team Guru with this, though. Guru, I got your back.
Yeah.
Nice.
You just said you can walk the lengths of Mexico and you can't find any tacos with cheese. Not facts. But two things. The queso taco. Queso tacos, man. Delicious.
Ooh.
Fried Oaxaca cheese on the grill. Crispy fried cheese on the tacos. Find those in Mexico. Tacos gobernador. Those are delicious. That's going to be steak and shrimp with melty cheese. Tacos. You can find those in Mexico, Baja California. Dude, I got you, Guru.
I love it, baby. I'm hungry.
Thank you, Efren. Appreciate it, man.
How about take that for data?
Yeah. Okay. There you go. I'll tell you what. We're on a roll. Let's go to Kobe in Oakland. He wants to When it rains, it pours. You want to defend Guru. What's going on, Kobe? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Love the show.
Thank you.
What's up, Kobe?
All right, what's up, man? So, actually, I wish I would have knew the other guy before me was calling to defend you, because I've been sitting over here. This might be the seventh time I heard you guys talk about this. And I was just frustrated. I said, you know what? Somebody got to defend this man, because we're acting like this is a bizarro world. Right. Like in East Oakland, every one of these taco trucks that you go to, they ask you, do you want some cheese?
Thank you. That's
what they ask you. Every single time. And I remember the original time you guys talked about this. I was like, wow, that's crazy. You guys are acting like cheese is not a thing. Also, I go to Mexico City every year. They ask, do you want, I mean, they don't ask, but cheese is an option in Mexico City if you want to get a taco here.
Thank you. I'm giving you, I'm bowing down to you right now.
I just want to say this real quick, too. The Butcher and Bonte,
yes,
they owe me money for those Chicago tickets I paid for to sit in that monsoon and watch this guy play how he played.
Yeah.
With that crazy hot take that they had.
All right, fair enough, Kobe. I'll make sure to
remember
get that
was week one. Remember his I'll make first sure start.
Willard went to that game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Willard was there. You're right.
All right, I got a, I got a couple hot takes here that I'm willing to go out on a limb.
I love
on.
It. I got mine written down.
Here's the first one that I have written down. These are hot takes for the future. Put them in the cap. Farhan Zaidi will not be fired at the end of the year. Farhan Zaidi will not be fired at the end of the year. That's
I love that.
That's a hot take.
And I think you know your partner. I'm right behind you. I can't steal it. Remember, I told Willard, Shasky and Bonte, I don't think he's going anywhere, Stoney. Oh. And when he bucked back, what was it, last Friday, you were out and I was with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, there's, at some point the player's got to do. I was like, that's a guy that knows he's not going anywhere. So that's a great one. I agree with you. Since we're talking ball, which resumes tomorrow, I mean what I'm about to say. I think you know I watch baseball. I love baseball. And I'm a believer in what I think I'm seeing. So here I go. Get ready, Kay. The Giants this year will win the round in the playoffs. They will qualify for a wild card. Then they will win the round in the Major League Baseball playoffs. They won't go to the NLCS, but they will win a round. You heard it here first. Robbie Ray will come back. The Soler's been showing some something at the plate. I got him on my baseball fantasy team. I believe the Giants, the hard part is over, and they're 3-under, but they're going to get hot and win a round in this year's playoffs.
Okay.
You say what to that?
Well, I think you're going to go 0-2. I think you actually had two bad takes there. One is they're going to make the playoffs, which they won't, and one is that they're going to win a round, which they won't be able to.
Right.
Yeah.
So you really think they're dead? Oh, Stoney, I'm looking at the other team.
They're going nowhere.
Well, you can win a round and go nowhere, too. But, Stoney, I think they're going to qualify.
They're
Snell
not.
Looks like he's getting his groove back. I know it's only two. Ray's coming back. I got you.
Yeah, they're tied for 11th right now.
Behind Pittsburgh, who could easily lose five in a row.
Oh, but the Giants can't. No. Giants couldn't easily lose five in a row.
Just put it in the cap.
So, yeah. I'm just...
I'm mad at the Farhan. I agree. You disagree with me. It's fine.
We got people in the Xfinity. That's not a hot take.
Which He's, one?
Me saying Farhan would not be fired. How's that a hot take? Well, I think our own Mark Willard said
and
things
Kruger
end badly.
And Dibbs, I think, I don't want to misspeak for both, all three of them, were saying that he's gone if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't either for some reason. That's just a hunch. But Mike's in Michigan. Hey, Mike, how you doing, my man? What's going on?
Gentlemen, how you doing? 2 days in a row feels pretty good. I like your guys' new schedule, even though it's only for a week.
All right.
One more day. Yep.
Well, my hot take was, you guys, I thought Trey Lance was the second coming. Soon as NFL.com put his jerseys online, I went and bought one immediately. The 94 throwback with the patch on it. I was like, oh, I'm going to look so good at the Niner home games rocking this thing. And the universe looked out for me, guys. About 2 weeks later, I got an email saying, we don't have enough inventory. Your order's been canceled. Here's $50 extra from NFL.com for the website, for shopping. And I was mad. I was like, man, I'm not going to get my jersey. I'm not going to look good at the games. I'm not going to have my Lance. Turned out all for the better. The universe looked out for me, but my hot take on Trey Lance was horrible. All right, guys, have a good one.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
You're not alone, though, Mike. You're not alone. And the Niners are with us, too. Getting it wrong.
Oh, on Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Like the Warriors with Wiseman. The parallels are crazy.
Here's another one who here's another hot take I'm willing to make. And this one I don't take lightly. Kyle Shanahan will never win a Super Bowl in San Francisco.
This is up my alley. What is your wow, man?
Kyle Shanahan will not win a Super Bowl in San Francisco.
When did you – I feel like a proud dad.
Why?
Because I feel like they've blown their chances, and now we're talking about weakening your team, even if you lose Ayuk or whatnot, but that's how you feel. That's what you're saying. It's headed that way. Well, you can't have health and wealth all the time. I just feel like I feel like the Andy Reid model is staring Kyle right in the face, and that's why I apologize to you. I was going to say it. I've been saving it. I got Andy Reid wrong. Remember, we went at it.
Yeah, that was an
awful. He has three.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't believe you forgot. Oh, people texting me like, when you going to say it? I was wrong on Andy Reid. And that's why I won't come down hard on Kyle. But now the disease in me is setting in, and they don't have a chip. So, partner, I hate to do this twice. I feel like we're watching that.
You said Andy Reid wasn't a good coach.
No, you did. Yeah. See, here you go. I'm out of energy with the tacos and everything.
This is about the time you've been fading this week in our new time slot. I told you that.
I did good admit that.
Oh, man.
I got one for you.
Give it to me.
It's not a new one. It's just an old one that I came front and act like I didn't. I thought Tyreek Evans, after getting Rookie of the Year with the Sacramento Kings, was going to be a perennial all-star. I loved his game, and he just vanished.
Well, let this be a lesson to you. You must be able to use your left hand.
You still say Wiggins can.
In order to be a Hall of Fame type player or a great player.
Tyreek Evans thought he had game, man.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. And I do believe this. Bronny James will be a legitimate role player in the NBA in time.
I need you to specify in time, because that's a real convenient way.
I don't care.
Like, how many years are we talking?
Five. He'll be a solid rotation guy in an 8 or 9 man lineup.
Now, I don't want to poke a hole in that thought because it's yours.
Sure.
He's operating from a place of insurance, Geico, because of who his dad is, and he'll get more chances like he is already than the average bear.
He may get more chances, okay. Right. But if he's not an NBA player, he will not be playing in games. You cannot do that. They will not do that, because if they do that, that is almost actively embarrassing the kid. You can't do that. You give him a shot. I know you give him a couple years because he's only 19. Play in the G League, but.
So you don't think opening night, like I told you, he's going to run out there with his dad, Stani, on the roster?
Well, then is he starting?
No, hell no,
he's
starting.
He won't be introduced in the
starting
lineup.
But that's where the history is. Once he checks in a game, when his dad's in there, that's going to happen ASAP. Like, that ain't going to, you go to the G League or what? That's just me. I got a hot one for you. I guess I'm the only one worried about this Niner defense with Hufanga coming back from his injury, Greenlaw out. Kay, I mean this. Bosa will not eclipse more than 13 sacks this season.
Why not?
I just don't think he has the necessary. Like, they're going to take a step back. And him, on a personal standpoint, took a step back last year. Stein, he got a pass. Not from a lot of guys on the station here. But I think we asked what's going on with the Niner defense and Bosa from a dominant standpoint. And I feel like he will not eclipse 13 sacks this season. Put it in the cap.
That's all you can do. Put in the cap. I can't say you're wrong right now.
Because I'm losing the Solaire 30 home runs.
God, that's a blowout. That's like losing two bets. He's on a pace for 17. He's almost going to get.
I'm laughing. What an idiot. I'm up here cheesing. No. 7K, 17.
Yeah, that was
dude.
Not...
You might. That might. Man, a landslide. It ain't over. They got 90 games left.
Yeah, no, he can hit 20.
He goes
homers
on a bender.
90. Oh, sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Tyler is in Palo Alto. He's got a hot take. What's up, Tyler? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Dynamite.
Yeah, so my hot take is that Shanahan traded up to 3 back in that faithful trade to take Mac Jones. Then media pressure had him take Trey Lance, basically. But now with Purdy, he's got what he always wanted in Mac Jones / the Kirk Cousins archetype.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Mm.
Thanks, Tyler. That can never be proven.
Man, look at you.
But he might be right. I firmly believe this, that when they made the trade up to number 3, it wasn't for Trey Lance. It was just to get up to number 3 to have a choice of those 5 quarterbacks. I don't think he had Trey Lance in mind. I just thought Schefter,
remember that? He got duped. But did he really?
I just thought Shanahan and Lynch thought there were 5 great quarterbacks in the draft, and if they moved up to 3, they were so smart, they would make sure that they got the best one, even though they were picking 3rd. That I do believe.
Mm.
And then they made a mistake, but they also misjudged the entire quarterback class.
But you are right. No way to prove that.
No way.
No way. I'll tell you what, one of my ones I missed on, every place Harden went, even after Houston, I thought he was going to win a chip. Remember Brooklyn?
That's a bad one.
Yes, still a baller.
Fair enough.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
How about this one, the 954? Do you remember this on the Xfinity Mobile text line? This station promoted an Eric Paschal trade package for Giannis.
I don't remember that one. I thought he was going to come down the road for the Aaron Judge.
I am absolutely out on that one. That can't be me. That can't be me.
We did shows on Eric's, Donnie. Just what could he be? And you're like, goo, I don't know. He's got a little.
He's got nothing.
Well, now he's, yeah.
He kicked his legs up on his jump shot.
That he did.
And it was a line drive.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody.
Beer calling you troll mitts.
Who?
Beard on the YouTube chat.
Okay. Boy. 415, little mean-spirited. Where do we even start with Guru?
Yeah, 9 hours after the show started, I'm doing pretty well.
We got to remember people dropping in
all
the
time. Good call.
Aaron is in Oakland, and this is really starting to take over the show. What's up, Eric? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey. It's Aaron.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron.
What's
hey,
up,
listen.
Baby?
Okay, so I love tacos. But I don't order it at the truck. Yogi and Boo Boo got ran from France because Yogi ordered ketchup on his Philip McNonies. You don't do it, brother. You're gonna get more than cheese on your taco one day,
wow.
Guru. How's that? You don't do it.
You ruined it for me. Wow. Wow, brother. I was hungry until this call, man. What do you do with that?
You've gotten some support.
Yeah, but now the appetite's gone.
Not here.
You didn't hear what he was hammering home.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hey, what are you saying? I've been in the gym this week.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean your appetite's gone.
Yeah, tacos tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
You going to put your own cheese on?
Oh, my. I love grating it.
Grating it. Would you give the cheese a B?
Can't.
B minus?
I said ground. Oh, boy. Now, that might be one for the ages. Abanya's like, oh, boy.
Yeah, well, this wasn't his type of show, I don't think.
But, he had fun.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, everybody, is your chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. You got 3 chances to register. Once at 1:11. Once at 8 a.m. Oh, boy.
Grating the cheese. What did he get?
Oh, you're laughing at that. You're not laughing at my stumbling and bumbling like Keith Jackson would announce. Okay, you got 3 chances to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Once at 8:11 with Willard and Dibs. Once at 1:11 with Bonte and Chasky. And another time at 5:11 with myself and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Klay Thompson autographed jersey. We're giving it away tomorrow during our shows. And I mean, go ahead and make fun of me, but when Dallas comes back to play the Warriors, go ahead and wear your Klay Thompson jersey.
I guess it was not a bad – it's a given, Stoddy. I think the real ones are going to do that.
But here's my point. Here's my point. Yeah. I know real ones are going to do it. But what I'd like to see, you know how like Penn State has whiteout?
Yeah, oh, gosh. And playoff teams are doing that now.
Exactly. Okay. The We Believe had the yellow. Man. What if we could put something like that together where everybody wears a blue Klay Thompson 11 jersey? That would be pretty cool.
You got me thinking, what if the Warriors put them on the seat? There we go. Could they do that? That's the minimum, right?
Why not?
That would be a great idea.
You might be on to it,
but they got to do it.
You know me. I usually don't like that kind of stuff because I'm a curmudgeon. But you know what? Why not?
I want to know when that game, what day that's going to happen.
The schedule hasn't come out yet. Yeah. I think it usually comes out in August.
See, but it doesn't have that luster like the NFL schedule, which is a holiday. You hate that. It's like a holiday.
What's that?
The NFL schedule release. When they do it at 5.
Oh, God.
It's a holiday for some. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
I get it.
Okay, what's gotten into you, buddy?
I get it, but I don't get it.
Football's king.
That is true.
Shout out Elvis.
The problem is, I just find it unbelievable that we know their opponents.
But we don't know when. What if you want to go see the Niners in Chicago like Willard and Bonte did?
I get that. And I was schooled on that. I get it. I still don't understand. Yeah, so some fans go to games on the road, but that's a vast minority of people.
Okay, so let's say you're the Niners. You're a good team. You've been a good team.
Sure.
The prestige that goes into finding out, okay, not only how many Deion Sanders games we're having, primetime, but what outlet are they on? Are we on Monday night? That stuff matters, man. Thursday night? Inventory, Steiny.
I mean, it matters to some. There's no doubt about it. To others, they don't pay a lot of attention to it. So there we go. By the way, here's one that I want to ask the audience about. Goo, you're new to this business, and pro teams have something that they give to accredited media. They're called credentials. You know, credentially, you have them, right?
I have one since 2012, so exactly. I'm not that new. Shout out LinkedIn.
Okay.
They reminded me.
And so on the back of the credential, there are rules and regulations.
I've learned this.
Right. And there are two rules. One is you do not seek autographs as a credentialed media member, and you also don't ask for pictures.
Oh, yeah.
As an accredited media member. So I would like to know from the Bay Area if this was one of the worst takes that we've had.
You only live once, and I know you got commitments, but before you dip, we got to get a photo of me, you, and Stein.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because if I go home, if you didn't do it again, I didn't get it. Is that cool? That's okay?
No problem.
He's going to be all you groupie.
You could have asked him that after the interview, so not everybody heard it, but that's all right.
Thanks, Steph, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Steph. Good luck the rest of the way,
Right on. The chef.
That's a friend. That was not pandering. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell Milan when I get home, my partner Steiny, your uncle, he was mad that I asked Steph for that photo.
I wouldn't say mad. It was just the wrong take. It was the wrong thing
to
do.
He was okay. He's got families, kid. We're from the same cloth, just different money brackets.
You have no similar cloth to him.
We took that picture.
Oh, I know you did.
One of the worst. I look like Santa Claus. I got mad at the boss and it was my fault for making the picture. That sweater I had on added about 80.
You know how you know it was a bad take? Because a Warrior employee, James Kincaid,
would later come up and say,
Guru, you got to go.
After Tim Jordan told him to whisper to pull one on me.
And you started to get up.
For a second, I was like, they got the goo.
Yeah, a member of the Warriors came up to Goo after that and said, Goo, you got to go.
And I really was packing up like, damn. You got to go. And you got the new laughing. And Steph's a friend of the program. How about that?
Yeah, 888-957-9570. Is that fair or foul from Goo?
It's fair.
Asking Steph Curry to take a picture during working hours when we're doing a live interview with Steph Curry.
Do you see Stephen A. Smith and all the all these icons with the people that they just interviewed? They take a quick
after, maybe.
Yes, what we did.
No. But you asked on the air.
What about the selfie?
I was a little
street?
Embarrassed.
You know, well, yeah, you were cheesing like
I was a little embarrassed.
Well, you couldn't tell by the photo.
John Jay saying, super foul. That's a flagrant three.
How about Golden Harvest? Goo can pull it off. And then my selfie in the street with no credential.
That's
another one.
And that's the one thing that I always have a push-pull with.
He was on the phone, stop me. I didn't stop him. Friends.
No.
How many of us have them?
You interrupted him during his call.
He was on his call because I told you I wasn't going to interrupt him. He said, y'all working out here today? I wanted to say no, duh, but I didn't. What'd you take me out here for? My guy wanted to take a pic. I took one.
Here's how the story went, ladies and gentlemen.
You were not. Go ahead. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Steph Curry was on. This is just such a testament to what a wonderful guy Steph Curry is. He's on the phone, I think, with Aisha. They were talking about something very important, daycare, child care, something like that. It was really important. And Guru came up and interrupted the conversation.
Oh, my God.
And Steph Curry is such a great guy. He said, excuse me, Ish, because that's what he calls her, Ish. And I got this guy here who, and she understands because she knows who she's married to.
Oh, boy.
But, I thought that was a little over.
Not how it went. He put his whoever was on the phone on hold and got at me. We chopped it up and I brought up my daughter again, and we just took this, snapshot.
Everybody says Guru gets a pass. Why do you get passes? You get a lot of passes.
Did you get some, too? You just don't know about them.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about my conversation with Ibanez after. No, really. Like, I got all the proof I need. Yeah. You know? The cheese thing, I think I won.
The cheese thing is very interesting.
How do you eat yours, honestly? At home, if you were to make them, is your family going to have tacos?
A taco? Is that the hard-shelled one?
Oh, you could soft taco, hard.
Yeah, I sprinkle cheese on mine.
And
but I'm willing.
I've been waiting an hour and a half for that. Damn.
But I'm willing to also say I'm eating a non-authentic taco.
I'm okay with that. I guess that's where I went wrong. Authentic. I'm like, it's just taco to me. I want taco.
It's okay.
My phone blowing up.
Whatever.
Yeah.
With what? Like
just the taco.
Which part?
I'm cool with curry. You're fair. Some none fair.
Let's see.
You
try
to steal my
what?
My boy Squirt foul.
Uncle Looney saying Goo got a pass. Estimated Eye says it's Guru. It's okay.
What is that? Now that bothers me.
Jesus saying that's a win for Guru
all day.
GS saying it's okay. After the interview, the Guru. This is a good one. 510 on the Xfinity mobile text line. Sounds like every time Guru meets Curry, he takes a picture.
Which is false.
And this is a good one. Guru gets a pass because he's a man of the people, as opposed to me, who's a man of nuance.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You ripped him.
Who?
I'm playing with you. Curry's the best thing that ever happened to my career. That's what made your guys' relationship. That's why it is what it is.
I don't even know that he's ever heard that.
Oh, I believe he has.
Yeah, he listens. He knows everything.
Yeah, he hears everything.
But he also just heard me say, I don't know him a damn thing.
He's in Vegas. No, where are they
he's
at?
He's in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dubai.
That's different.
They were just in Dubai.
They weren't.
They just played that last game in Dubai.
Abu Dhabi is where they played it. Those are two different places. Let's go to the streets. The streets in Berkeley. Want to talk about Goo? Who doesn't?
Hey guys, I got to give Guru that one because I mean on one hand you're supposed to play it cool, but that Steph, that's an all timer, and I think it's probably endearing. Steph probably liked that.
No, come on, man. Somebody had to show him some love.
Hey, streets.
Look at this guy, yeah, Jedi Knight.
I'm sure Steph was gracious about that one.
Oh, okay. Streets. He was gracious. But what about the previous four times and then the four times that happened after that?
maybe that's on Goo
there. Hey, he's playing. He's putting it on thick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, can I give you a bad take?
Sure.
So this is the 2015-2016 finals, It was two games in. It was 2-0. We were on one. We were ready for the sweep. And my boys and I were like, okay, should we fly to Cleveland and watch game four to see them sweep in the finals? Or should we wait and shell out for game five tickets back in Oakland at the Oracle? We made the call to do the latter because we knew it would be way more fun to see them win in Oakland than to see them sweep in Cleveland. And you all know what happened after that. Man, it wasn't a bad take, but it was – we paid for it, man. We paid for it.
Oh, that was the year they ended up losing.
Yeah, the game you were at on Father's Day.
Oh, okay. I thought he made the right choice because weren't the Warriors up in a series 3-0, then the Cavs won one game and then came back here and won it?
That was 4-1. That ended when Durant hit the shot.
Right.
So they won that one 4-1. Cleveland didn't win two that year.
Right, but he said the Warriors went up 2-0, then they went back to Cleveland. I think Cleveland won a game four in Cleveland.
They blew him out when Dre got suspended. I thought he was talking about the 16 finals.
No, I think. Well, this is the beauty of the Xfinity Mobile text line. They beat the Cavs 4-1 one year, and then did they sweep?
They swept them.
Right. They swept him the year J.R. Smith could
have won. That was the dumbest play when he ran to the liquor store. They swept him that year.
What?
Did you see the meme where the way he ran, he was going to get some Hennessy at the liquor store and they had the Henny bottle on the video? It's pretty funny.
Uncle Looney saying 3-1, then Dre got suspended. They won game six in Cleveland and then lost at home. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the one. Weren't the Warriors up 3-0? Cleveland won it was like a gentleman sweep. Cleveland won a game in Cleveland. Game four, then the Warriors came in, and maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
Yeah. Philip Estrada on the chat. Guru acting like Stoney would with Larry Bird.
Okay.
Never met him.
Yes, I have. Which one?
The 2017 finals was when they were up 3-0, and then they lost in Cleveland. So that's probably what the guy was talking about.
Then they came back and won game five.
Gotcha. But why was he – because he thought they were going to they clinched it home.
No, what he was saying is they had a decision to make. They could go to Cleveland for game four.
Gotcha.
To see the Warriors win it or wait and go to game five at home. Yeah. I think he made the wrong. I don't know if he
Yeah, Devlin Marge said that's a four goo, but ran to the liquor store. They got a meme where he's running to the liquor store, running out to the liquor store to get the Hennessy. It's pretty funny.
This is where you couldn't be more mistaken. I met Bird.
Yeah.
I met him.
But you were working.
I met him at Conseco Fieldhouse, and I talked to him for 5 minutes, just him and I. Just Larry Bird and Matt Steinmetz.
And this is pre-phones?
I mean.
This wasn't a selfie era.
I would never in a million years have asked him for a photo.
You could have blamed it on your daughter's.
Or an autograph. Right. No, the joke of the story is that I ended up talking to Bird solely about Eric Dampier.
Oh, I've told you that. That should have lasted in a minute. But he was working too, though.
And Bird used the word Jimmy Jack. They had traded the year before, the Pacers had traded Eric Dampier for Chris Mullin.
Okay.
And so Mullin was a Pacer.
That. Yeah.
And so Dampier came to the Warriors in his second year. It was beginning of the year. And I talked to Larry Bird about what they were thinking, trading Mullin for this good young big man. And he said, I like Eric. I think he's going to be pretty good. I was all set this year to come in all summer long and work with him. And I'm telling you, we weren't going to Jimmy Jack around.
Oh, boy. I hadn't heard that.
I was going to get – we were going to go to work. So,
yeah.
There you go. But no autograph.
Steiner, you're getting killed for Alex Saar. You came in a couple of days ago saying you like him.
I do like
him. He's 1-for-21 since then, and Brandon Ayuk and some others, not Ayuk, have been just lay off his summer league. He's struggling from the field. 1-of-21.
Marco Bellinelli once scored 37 in a summer league game.
Wow.
Right. And how did his career turn out?
Yeah.
He was okay.
He was on the team when they won it all. Who was the lefty guard we always liked from the Warriors? And they traded him. The lefty played D long.
Nick Van Exel?
No, lanky.
He was a Warrior.
Had the little high top. Went to Atlanta after he left Golden State. Curry loved
Josh
him.
Josh Smith.
No. What's my boy's name?
Bazemore.
Talk to me, Steiny. They got a show like that.
Who does?
$1,000 pyramid. Remember that one? You had to. I had to give you hints, and you'd have to guess.
It was the $10,000 pyramid.
Hey, it was a game show.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron's in the streets too.
Oh boy,
he wants to talk to us. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, my man? Aaron, go ahead.
This is streets. So this is. I'm trying to clarify that take. This is 2016. This is a 73-win season.
And so
we, you know, we were rolling through them. We were rolling through them, and we were guaranteed to win that one. And we were thinking we were either going to win in four or win in five, maybe gentlemen sweep. But then, like you said, Dre got suspended. We came back on game five in Oracle. We could have won, but Dre wasn't in. And then the rest is history. We lost that.
Yeah, good call.
That hurt. That's the band.
You know, this is a great, great take from the Xfinity Mobile text line. We've had Rod Carew on a few times.
Your guy?
I don't.
But you are a different Steiny. You melted.
I was a different Steiny.
Yeah, but you are softer.
But I didn't say, hey, Rod, any way you can send me an autograph?
I would never do that either. We had my favorite quarterback of all time on, and I kept it real.
Who's that?
Now that hurts.
Danny White?
Warren Moon.
You said Danny White was your favorite.
Favorite Cowboy quarterback, Warren Moon, for what he... If Mark's listening to Banez, what he had to go through to start in the CFL, and we all know why. Those are facts.
You better get your facts right.
No, I sent it to him. I sent it to Mark.
All right, I'm going to make you feel better here. Let's go to Miles. He's at Fort Mason. That's right up from Chrissy Field. What's up, Miles? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good to have you in the afternoon here. Oh. And, Guru, anytime I'd see Steph Curry, I'd ask for a picture with him too,
there
man.
You go.
So I fully support you.
I appreciate you, man.
But, no, I think, you know, hearing the dialogue today about Pajemski potentially eclipsing JK, let's pump the brakes a little bit there.
Man.
You know, JK has so much upside. Granted, I love pods, but, you know, hearing Joe Lacob's comments on him, future all-star this, you know, first team all rookie is a good accomplishment, but what Eric Paschal was second team, and we all saw how that worked out.
Good point.
So I'm optimistic with Pods, but let's not, you know, saddle him with these high expectations to where it's almost setting us up for disappointment.
Great point.
And one thing I was going to kind of pose to you guys. Is that when do we stop calling the youngsters? When are they just going to be, you know, players that we accept their role on the team? God, the whole league is fairly young. So, you know, as compared to Steph and Draymond, I mean, sure, but they're getting to be some of the oldest players in the league now. So I think it's, you know, kind of closing the chapter on the youngster era, quote unquote.
That's fair.
And we can
call them young players, not youngsters.
I think I told you this in the green room. I didn't, again, it's just me. I don't know if I like Lacob saying that.
Because
I love pods, but Steiny, there's a way when you put things out there, not a target, but I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll play the Lacob sound on the other side because I know a lot of people haven't heard it, but Joe Lacob was on NBA TV last night, and he talked about Brandon Pajemski, and I'll play that for you on the other side. Don't forget, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey on Friday. That's tomorrow. You got three chances to win at 8:11 with Willard and Dibs, at 1:11 with Bonte and Shasky, and at 5:11 with myself and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Also, never forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
They're on the 12th hole, and they send me a picture of a rattlesnake right next to the ball.
Ouch.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
What is up, everybody? We're in the home stretch. during an all jacked up weekend sponsored by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Our last Thursday in this slot.
It is our last Thursday in this slot. By the way, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised with the YouTube chat today. They usually will comment on our attire.
Right.
And somebody did say earlier, how can Guru wear a Cowboys jersey when he's in Niners country? And yes.
I'm from the Bay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a big deal.
I'm objective, and I covered the team, and I got love for the Bay. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm really surprised at is I didn't get any comments on this shirt today.
And I don't know you would.
Oh, I did?
You actually did.
Oh, by whom?
Is it Inside Out?
I think it was on the
what?
The YouTube chat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was really early in the show, but I didn't bring it up. Yeah. Someone thinks you're wearing a Sonic, an old school Sonic shirt.
It's an old school Seattle Supersonic shirt.
There you go.
Tell me this logo's not great, Goo.
No, it is.
It's great. Yeah. It's a great
logo. I missed
that
arena. I loved Key Arena, man.
Key Arena was.
You ever been there?
No.
I watch games over and over. It has a great ambiance. Ray Allen, when he was with a Sonic, and Sean, come on now. That's like Low D when Joe asked him about Sonic. He goes, well, you've been there?
Well, no, it's like when people said, Steiny, what do you think's the best stadium in baseball? And I'm like, it's Dodger Stadium. And they're like, really? You think so? I said, absolutely, it's Dodger Stadium. Yeah, I've never been there.
Well, it's like I fell in love with Wrigley on TV, WGN, and then I went. It was a dump.
You're on your own on that one, too.
Well, just me. I had to sit on a steel pole.
Did you hear the guys in the morning? No, it was in the afternoon this week. Bonte Shasky.
I don't know who they are. Okay, exactly. It's Bonte Shasky. Go ahead.
They were saying that one thing the baseball's got to do is get the All-Star game back to classic stadiums more.
Oh, man.
Fenway, Wrigley.
I'll tell you what. I know you're not real quick here. You're not a video game guy, but MLB The Show, Steiny, is one of the greatest baseball games ever made.
Mm.
And now they got it to where you could go to Negro League stadiums and play with the Negro League teams. But it has old venues like the Polo Grounds. And, Steiny, it looks like the Polo Grounds. And I just sit there, forget the game, just look at the scenery. Like, good God, the game was played in some beautiful places, man.
Yeah, and there's still beautiful places out
there. Real quick. Yeah. So I know you. We're brothers and family. You've been to Norm's event. So that whole credential bit that you were running, I know and love you, and I feel like you love me. It was good, you know. But my buddy Marky texts me. He doesn't know the dynamic of our relationship, and he goes, laughing, study trying to get your credential revoked. And I thought to myself, I'm thinking that's a fun bit, but let's hope you're not doing that to your partner.
I'm not trying to get your credential.
Because you were like, he took a picture.
I'm not trying to get your credential revoked, but I am trying to not allow you to have a credential for the upcoming year.
That's a three.
That's what I'm trying to do. By the way, we're talking about bad takes today, and I figured what better way than to end the show with not a bad take, but... when your boy was money in the bank.
Which one?
In fact, I had a tough hot take, and he didn't want me to say it, but I had to say it. I looked him right in the eye, and I told him what I believed was the truth at that time. Remember this, Goo?
All I'm trying to do is say, do you realize how hard and historic it would be if they can pull this off?
Absolutely.
Like, that's all I'm, that's where
but you
I'm
think
at.
About
number
it,
five.
That, I guess when you ask the question about, do we realize what we're trying to accomplish? Winning a championship is hard. Like, it's supposed to be just winning one, let alone whatever the narrative is on trying to add to that. So I guess my question, are you still taking the field?
You know what?
Look, how about this?
First of all, how do you know that?
I know everything.
Look at
okay,
damn.
So
I'm gonna
have
my money on
this. I'll tell you what. You could be my best friend right now and bail me out with every Warrior fan who can't stand me. So yeah, I bet him 100. I took the field.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I called it off last week.
Oh, you did?
I did.
He gave me the 100.
I put $100.
I still got it.
You know why? Because and here's why. And I'm serious. Like, I won't have to root against you guys.
That is phenomenal.
So I was accurate, but I like that's. Do you understand?
But the year before you weren't because they
doesn't
won
matter.
In 22.
Look doesn't out. Matter.
Boy, you snapped at me. Hey,
doesn't matter.
Hey, just the
doesn't matter.
The facts.
No, the point is they won a title in 2022.
Wow, man.
And the next year I was like, they're not winning another title. I'll take the field. And then over the course of the year, I said, you know what? I have no interest in winning a bet at that expense, at the expense of the Golden State Warriors.
You told him
Wars.
That. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, just back to the 22 chip.
Sure.
Can you give me a more crazier championship than that one in the NBA?
I think I can.
I'm going to go Dallas when they beat LeBron.
I think I can, but I'm going to go way back.
Give it to me.
With the original Warriors championship, at least out here, when the
71?
Warriors, 75, oh. When the Warriors swept the Bullets. The Bullets were heavily favored in that series.
Mm.
Heavily favored. And the Warriors knocked them off with Rick Barry. They swept them, in fact.
Wow, man. That 2022 one, Steiny. Wow. Who saw that?
Cherish it.
Oh, boy.
Cherish it.
But one more would put him up there with Kobe and Tim.
He's already up there with Kobe and Tim.
But you know what I mean.
He's already up there with Kobe and Tim.
Well, he could be surpassed him.
Well, he won't. But well, four's good. Four's a good number for
when
him.
When you revolutionize the game, that's going to be on his mantle. You know what I mean? Transcended the game. Kids are shooting their playing.
What does that look like on a mantle?
No, it's the mental mantle. You know what I mean?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not
That's
bad.
Why I feel like you Rob Iverson. Like, I don't even care.
Stunk.
He's Steiny. He was
Make a shot.
Dude. Did you really believe in Georgetown that he could have the career he had in the NBA?
Honestly,
when he was at Georgetown. I'm going to be real. I did not.
I didn't.
You didn't follow him?
Not really.
You hated John Thompson. Rest in peace.
Not well. He assembled the worst Olympic basketball team of all time.
Take the onus off the players. We've had some losses with different coaches. Spoelstra, come on.
He took Bimbo Coles. Anyway, back when did Iverson come into the league?
I want to say 2000.
Yeah,
2001.
That's when I was covering the Warriors, and I didn't watch college when I was covering the Warriors.
Right.
It was all Warriors all the time. All pro.
So all the stuff all off the field. He went to jail for that bowling alley incident, so you didn't have preconceived notions about his character.
Not really.
Or didn't like him.
Not really.
All right,
not that I can
some
remember.
Did. Yeah.
And once he got to Philly, I kept an eye on him.
A great one here. Yeah. Championships that you didn't expect.
Right.
Shaq and Kobe when Kobe wouldn't pass the ball and Detroit beat him.
Oh, Detroit. That's a good one.
Man.
That's
but did they
one.
Really beat him? That team wasn't connected. Kobe was not passing the ball on purpose. Rest in peace.
I
don't forgive the Mamba for
actually,
that one,
that's
man.
Right. That's right. The Lakers did win that series. What do you mean? Did they really beat
if
them?
If the Lakers were connected,
don't you understand that part of basketball is being connected? That if you're not connected, you can't win it. Don't you get it?
I'm trying to just think of
and
something
the
that did.
And the Piston, you won't find it. There's never been an NBA championship team that didn't deserve it.
Damn.
Never. All right, that'll do it. We got one more day left of an jacked up week, courtesy of Jack's Restaurant and
Yay!
Bar. And we're going to see you all tomorrow. And listen, if I could give you all one piece of advice, keep the faith. Mm-hmm.
All this week, our lineup is going to be jacked up.
And it's only for 1 week only. 1 week only.
It'll be Willard and Dibs from 6 to 10.
Come on, let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
No
I
doubt.
Couldn't be more ready.
Fonte and Shasky from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
What is this at?
I'm ready to go, dog. I'm not used to being on at 10:04.
Steiny and Guru from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
The Patron had been hit. The bottle that I just purchased was half empty, Steiny.
All brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through September 21st, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for 12 months with a one-year contract. And for just $15 a month, add the new Stream Saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. That's Xfinity Internet and Stream Saver for just $35 a month. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Currently $54 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity internet or TV and price subject to change.
Then, your manual, error-prone, complex network weighed you down. But now, with Juniper's AI-native network, everything's simpler. Because it's self-configuring, self-detecting, and self-healing. So now, instead of being stuck under a pile of trouble tickets, you can rise above them! And from way up here, you gain a better perspective on everything! Juniper Networks. That's the now way to network. All right, I'm coming down.
Today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. You'll get a maximum tax deduction and a vacation voucher.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Hi, I'm John with Jack's Restaurant and Bar. My brothers and I recorded our first commercial a while back. Got a little chaotic, so I'm here today.
What's going on here,
are
bro?
Are you recording a commercial without us?
Guys, no, I'm just trying to
what? Take all the credit for our half-pound all-natural burgers?
Or the best fish and chips
or
around?
Or 7 mac and cheeses and 14 sandwiches, including a French dip that will change your life?
Or our homemade meatloaf, pot roast, and next-level lamb chops?
Or that people can order takeout and delivery by visiting ilovejacks.com?
Guys, no, I'm just...
Just went behind our backs.
I knew he would.
Wait till we tell Mom.
Oh, please don't tell Mom.
Real family, great food, ilovejacks.com.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.